1.12.
An Edinburgh policeman, Robert Muirhead, was sent to the island to solve the mystery. Muirhead was a hard-working, practical investigator, and not at all superstitious. Among other clues, he found equipment lying all over the island, and also a huge rock, much too heavy for any men to carry, lying on the steps leading up to the lighthouse. In the end, the only explanation he could think of was that the men had been carried off by an enormous wave. Muirhead's explanation was immediately rejected. But more than 100 years later, in 1995, the ship Queen Elizabeth II was hit by a 100-foot wave which, according to her captain, came out of the darkness and looked like the white cliffs of Dover. Then, a paper published in a scientific journal recently proved that the monster wave, which for centuries had been considered a sailor's myth, is a mathematical reality. Many smaller waves can suddenly combine in mid-ocean and create a huge wave of devastating force. Most marine scientists now agree that it is a naturally occurring, though rare, event. So, finally, the only explanation that fits the facts is that the three lighthouse men had rushed out to attend to some emergency and had then been swept away by an enormous wave. Inspector Muirhead, it now appears, was almost certainly right. He solved the case back in 1901, but he had to wait another century for the proof. However, science still cannot answer all the questions surrounding the Flannan Islands mystery. Why did one man leave his rain jacket behind? Why were the bodies of the men never found? Maybe these are things we will never know.